They got an opportunity, you know, very recently to play, and I'm just wondering what kind of things you've been working on while you were sitting that enabled you to be ready to kind of step in and have some kind of an impact right away.
My conditioning, you know, that's a big key. You know, when you're not, you know, playing those type of minutes, you know, that I was playing, you know, the last couple of games, you know, it's a big difference to help, you know, to be in shape. Because a lot of guys, not a lot of guys, but, you know, it's a big chance you come in and not be, you know, in condition-wise to go up and down, you know, at this fast-paced game and a certain amount of minutes I play. So basically, for me, it's conditioning, you know, because that's my game. I use a lot of speed, and, you know, I'm checking the point guard, so it's up and down full pace the whole game. Another thing is just, you know, continue to work on what I've been working on all year, you know, just everything, you know, my ball handling, my jump shot, you know, studying the plays, studying the scouting report, just basically everything, and always paying attention and trying to learn.
The NBA season isn't really geared very much for a lot of practice time. How do you work on, for one, do you go through stuff with the coaching staff? Do they give you specific things that they want you to look at?
No. My game or film?
Well, watching film, things that, you know, just, yeah, in your game?
I just watch a lot of the minutes I play, you know, what I can do better, especially defensively, and, you know, when I could attack or when I could knock down a shot offensively, you know, when to take a shot, when not to take a shot, when to pass the ball, you know, especially defensively. You know, we talk about being in the right spot all the time, helps out, could take a charge, you know, could have, you know, beat the man to the spot, so all aspects of the game, really.
Well, you're a pretty good defender when you're on ball and you're locked into your position. What are some of the things that are difficult playing NBA defense in terms of the team schemes?
Certain pick and rolls. You know, it's a lot of pick and rolls in this game. And certain ways you got to play. You know, each night it's going to be a different way we defend the pick and roll, depending on the personnel of the opposing team. Mm-hmm.
Do you play a lot of help? Well, you obviously do play a lot of help defense. Is that a point guard specific role in your team defensive scheme?
Yeah, I think so, because a lot of times coach has this thing called we trap lab off the ball with a point guard. If it's not a strong score at the point position and have a great score down low, you have to read, pick and choose, and trap that ball defender or not.
Does that make it difficult to recover if there's quick ball movement?
I'm just making it difficult. You know, it's just challenging, you know. If we do our rotations down, everybody coaches with everyone, it's not difficult at all.
You keep your feet moving. It's good to have the conditioning up for that.
Right.
As far as offensively, the opportunities, obviously the injuries are not something anybody wants, but much similar to preseason, you know, you and Sebastian have been allowed, the point guard position has been allowed to, I guess, explore your offensive game a little more. Talk about that a little bit.
I think we've both been a little bit more aggressive, you know, attacking the rim. Coach got a lot more pick and rolls for us. You know, we're trying to do the best we can. You know, creating offense for our other teammates.
Do you guys communicate a lot off the court in terms of getting together, just about basketball? You know, after practice, talking about things that you want to try out during the game. Is there a good level of communication with this team?
Yeah, I think definitely. You know, especially we're on the road so much, so I think especially during the playing rounds. You know, that's so long and so many of them. That's the time we really bond and we talk about, you know, what we need to work on and how we can get better as a team.
Do you think this team is really close, especially because of all the things that you've gone through? Has the team really come together? Because you seem like you keep, not only say you keep fighting, but a lot of teams kind of get listless when they go through a series of injuries. I mean, there's plenty of teams that I can think of.
I think this team is different, you know. Everybody wants to fight, and, you know, everybody just trying to pick each other up, you know, no matter what happens. You know, this is all about handling adversity. You know, we're doing a pretty good job of no one's hanging their head, and, you know, we're going every night and giving all we got. So, you know, hopefully we come out with a couple more wins than we have been, you know, in the past. We come up short of a lot of the games that we should have won, but, you know, we can't look back now and, you know, keep pushing forward.
Regardless of what happens this year, you know, in terms of wins and losses, do you think this is just a positive experience overall for you this year?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the first season, getting the first season under your belt, you know, getting adjusted to the league, and, you know, seeing how everything goes, and, you know, what to expect next year.
Have you talked to some of the veterans about what their off-season preparation is like and started to prepare yourself for maybe, I mean, it's a long way away, but in terms of being a professional now and you know, really taking the time in the off-season to work at a professional level, you know, you got the resources and you got the time. It's not like when you're in school before. Have you talked to anybody about what they do?
I talked to Paul a couple times about it. You know, I'm going to go out there and work out with him. And, you know, just get a feel for what he does. You know, I don't think I'm going to use any of his trainer yet, because I know I think I can do it on my own. You know, not necessarily me by myself, but you know, just putting the work on my own. I think it's going to all depend on my work ethic. You know, not anyone pushing me. It's just all about me and how hard I work.
All right. Thanks, man.